Well, those were the good old days. Good old OLE old days.
And if somebody asked, was that you I saw in town yesterday? You might say, no,
it wasn't me.
Right. And now, if a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color, she takes a little square of cloth to use as a
sample.
And if she sees a dress and she likes a whole lot, it's very becoming, she says, that's a very what dress?
Pretty.
And what do you wear over your clothes and over your dress in the kitchen?
Apron.
And to sign your name in ink, you use a
pen.
And to hold a baby's diapers in place, you use a
You use a pen too. Sometimes you might, to identify them, you say safety pen, but not very often.
Alright. And soup usually comes in a what kind of can?
Soup can.
Well, what's it made out of?
Most people would say a metal can or a tin can, but really it's got to be aluminum. It's not tin. But tin can.
And a dime is worth
10 cents.
All right. And now, what does a man wear to church on Sunday?
His dress clothes, but you know the word. Until a few years ago, we always used the word Sunday clothes, and we hear it quite frequently now. And I say it sometimes, you know. But that word is becoming extinct. Sunday clothes. You just don't hear it very often. Really, the only time you will hear it now is when someone is, you know, is just in a joking way. In a joking way is the only way it's used.
That's it.
You know, someone says, oh, that's pretty good on you. I might say, well, this is my Sunday clothes. You know, that's just a way of identifying it's something special. But you just don't ever hear that nowadays unless it's in a joking way. Now, I don't know about you know, if you got way out, way out in the county or in the country, you know, what I imagine they would say that, still say it.
Well, what is this?
It's a leather jacket.
In the winter time, you might wear a fur
cape,
stole, a whole long coat, and under a man's coat, he sometimes has a
vest.
And what are these things?
Pants. We just say pants down here. We don't say trousers. Ooh. Just don't ever hear it. Do you ever use the word trousers?
No. I do sometimes, but rarely. What about what your husband wears when he's out working in the field? What does he wear?
Work clothes.
But does he have anything that has little
galluses, overalls? Yes, I think he's got one old pair. I'm just sort of keeping for a keepsake.
But he doesn't ever wear those anymore. Mm-hmm. You see many people wearing?
Yes, they're popular now. Girls are wearing them to school. Women are wearing them shopping.
They're comfortable.
I know. Have you got some?
Yes, ma'am.
I've been thinking about getting me a pair. One reason he looked at some, they were so expensive he wouldn't buy them.
Well,
some haw-haws.
Some haw-haws, what's that?
Overalls. That's what little children say before they can learn to speak good, is haw-haws. You know, when they're learning to talk.
That's interesting. Well, if there was somebody in your car and you wanted it, you might say, go out there and what me? The package on the front seat.
Get me the package on
the front
seat.
What's another word?
Get.